is when you read about some of the stock phrases about stream entry, I think one of them is something like, oh, and they're independent of the teaching or something, or, but it seems to be, even if they're independent, they can still be helped even at a later, you know, later stage.
They can still be
helped. You know, they can still benefit from
some
guidance or any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a very good point. So independent of others in the teacher's dispensation, I think is the, so that that sense of being able to rely on their own resources or not needing to receive input from outside as a sort of a form of guidance, a sense of confidence, of like knowing what the path is. So in the second of the 10 fetters is vichikicca, and doubt, and it's not just doubt about peppermint or chamomile, you know, coffee or tea, but rather, it's, as I understand it, it's specifically doubt about what is the path and what is not the path. So that quality of independence is like there's that certainty of this is what needs to be done. It hasn't been done yet, but there's the going beyond doubt means knowing, oh, this is the path, this is what needs to be done, this is the central task that is to be followed or to be carried out if this life is to be brought to its fulfillment of its potential, that liberation is to be realized. So that when that kind of phrase going beyond doubt is related to that being independent of others. So you know what to do and you know what needs to be done, but then others can come along and can help you to do it. And so that it's that area of knowing what the path is, but then the skillful means that can be shared from others and giving guidance is very, very significant. And there is frequently the Buddha's giving advice and other arahants like Venerable Sariputta giving advice that then helps people who are already very quite skilled and developed in the practice to kind of make the successions of different breakthroughs and different levels of profundity of realization.
So maybe show us some shortcuts or something.
Indeed. Comments or thoughts?
No. I think that's pretty much exactly it. It's not that, but it is a good question. You're independent is also, it's not sort of rejecting any assistance or feeling that one has to sort of be by oneself in order to do it. Of course, this sutta in particular is a really great example of really needing guidance. Another example is not so much needing guidance, but seeking guidance is the sutta with when Sariputta realizes full awakening. It's when he is sitting behind or standing behind the Buddha while he's teaching somebody else, and he's fanning the Buddha, and then it's by listening to the Buddha's teaching is the catalyst for his full awakening.
Yeah, also, I think an example that Lompo Zomato often talks about is when he was a young bhikkhu, Wabapong, and his own kind of contemplations about, well, what would I do if Ajahn Chah disrobed and got married? What would I do if Ajahn Buddhadasa said communism is far more effective as a way of human transformation than Buddhism? And the Dalai Lama said he's becoming a Christian, and he would like, and the Lumpo Samhita is a very imaginative Dharma practitioner. But he'd do these kind of thought experiments. So if the Dalai Lama became a Christian, or Ajahn Buddhadasa said, you know, let's all become communists. What would I do? Lumbu Cha says, I'm disrobing and going to get married. What would I do? And then planting those thoughts in his mind, well, I'd get up in the morning, go Bindabad, carry on with the practice, and realize, oh, yeah, well, that's good. And just kind of playing with that, those thoughts in his own mind, what would I do? Well, it's okay, it's not, they make those choices, that's their business, but I would get up in the morning and practice meditation, go on Bindabad, go on the alms round, carry on my life as a bhikkhu. What else would I do? And so then that, I would say, is a very good example of saying, being independent of others in the dispensation. He knows what the practice is. He realized, this is what I need to do. This is what's meaningful in my life, my experience. Okay, so what other people do, that's up to them. It's their business.